So we've been going through here in the Extraordinary Form, right, this wonderful season of Septuagesima, and Father Conway is getting to do what I did last year, which is going through all of the firsts on the Extraordinary Form calendar. And so as we were talking about it, I knew I was going to be gone on Septuagesima Sunday and that he was going to need to have the Mass. So we were talking about it, and it was really funny because his reaction is very similar to my reaction, because there's just no cognate for this in the ordinary form or in the new calendar. He goes, so let me get this straight. This is a season to prepare us for the season of preparation. I said, you got it. Absolutely. And he just kind of looked puzzled. And it is sort of puzzling. And it's really once you start listening to the readings that you can kind of catch the drift of exactly where that preparation is heading or pointing us. And so last week we had St. Paul talking about how he boasts in his weakness, right? So freeing us from this spirit of pride, being really drawn to rely entirely on the Lord. And then today we have this wonderful, beautiful, kind of, just emblematic reading about the importance of love. So much has been written on this passage that in many ways it captures the heart of what it is to be a Christian. It is to be one who loves, loves with authentic charity, and St. Paul goes to great lengths to describe what that charity looks like. We can't say that the church has not given us concrete examples of how to love like Christ. Now, I love kind of a dual exercise. One is to place our own name in place of love or charity in that reading and see, okay, so which of these does apply to me and which of these am I off the mark on? And it becomes a helpful examination of conscience as well as perhaps experiencing where the Lord is inviting us to grow. But also to recognize that St. John makes clear, God is love. So what is said of love by St. Paul is rightfully said of God, that this is describing who God is to us. And so it becomes a way to encounter God and to ensure that we don't have a kind of idol on the throne, even in the image of God that we are operating from in our spiritual life. So as we're looking towards the season of Lent, to really engage with the Holy Spirit through the words of St. Paul, am I living up to this call of love? And if I'm not, how am I being invited to do so concretely? But also, is the God that I am relating to truly the God of Israel, the God revealed in Jesus Christ, the God who has spoken these words in sacred scripture? And if not, then we're invited to a deeper relationship with him. Also, it really focuses us in this question of what is it that we are giving up for Lent, and why are we giving these things up? Because Paul says, right, if I have faith even to move mountains, if I am able to speak prophetically, to speak in human and angelic tongues, if I give everything away to the poor, if I let myself be burned even for the sake of the gospel, but I do not have charity, it's a waste. And so in that place of intimacy with the Lord, what do we rely on as the proof to ourselves and to others that we are good Christians? And is it our giving? Is it how much we've been willing to suffer for the faith? Is it our penitential practices? Is it the feeling that we've been given mysterious or secret things in prayer? All of these things are sifted by the Lord. And we hear St. Paul say so beautifully that God still has more that he wants to give. That being invited to love is actually not a stripping away of those things, but instead is a purification of them so that we have the space to receive more, to receive himself. Because God looks past the stuff that we put up as a shield or to prop ourselves up, to feel good about ourselves, to feel like we're making it as Christians, or so that others will think that we have our acts together. God looks past those things. We have that wonderful line from St. Paul that he will come to be known or come to know even as he has been known. That he will come to know even as he has been known. So for all of the great and wondrous things that St. Paul did strengthened by the Lord, he understood that it was being known by God deeply and intimately that was the central reality of his life. And that everything else that he was doing was a preparation to know God as fully as he has been known. If we let the beauty of what that intimacy actually means wash over us, what God desires for us and with us in that reality, it puts into perspective what we might desire to do for the season of Lent. We should think of, what is it that I am planning on doing? To measure it by the question, will this help me to know God as I am known by him? Or will it deepen a spirit of self-reliance? Will it deepen a spirit that actually draws me away from God because I feel that I have to earn his love? Will it deepen a sense of anxiety because how am I going to get all of this stuff done? Will it set me up for disappointment because instead of doing one or two things, I've taken on 10 or 20 and I don't know that I'm actually strong enough to do that? So we are invited by St. Paul, really by the church giving us this regular flow of readings, to center our hearts on the primacy of that intimate relationship with our Lord. That it is not about what we do, first and foremost, but it is about the love that Christ has for us and what that love calls forth in us. No doubt, disciples of Jesus will do, have done, and are called to do great things and things with much love on his behalf. But the best of those things flow from allowing ourselves to be connected to his love first. So wherever we find ourselves before the start of the season of Lent, just over these next 3 or 4 days, let's take as our example St. Paul, but perhaps even more directly, this blind man outside of Jericho just persistently and simply cried out to Jesus, "Son of David, have pity on me." And who speaks clearly to him, "What do you want from me? What do I want to see?" Can we have that confidence, that closeness with Jesus? And if we do, I think through Lent we will find ourselves set free to be as this blind man was, able to follow Jesus, glorifying God. So may we pray for one another in these days that we have left leading up to Lent. And may we pray for one another through Lent. It will be an experience of coming to know God more deeply as he knows us.